Let's go now to a common story in sports, achievements juxtaposed with misbehavior. NPR's Mike Pesca offers these thoughts on how to think of the golden boys and unbearable bores.
I've never spent time with Tim Tebow. You neither? Well, thanks to Tom Brenneman, we now know this is a deficiency that can be a barrier to self-actualization.
If you're fortunate enough to spend 5 minutes or 20 minutes around Tim Tebow, your life is better for it.
That description from the 2008 National Championship game is laughably over the top, but Tebow's throwing motion isn't, which is one reason why he's the best-known second-string quarterback in the NFL. Tebow has more fame and endorsements than players with 10 times his NFL accomplishments because he was great in college, but mostly because of his character, or more precisely, because of perceptions of his character. Another athlete who's almost universally loved, twin slugger Jim Thome this week, became the eighth player to hit 600 career home runs. Mario Impemba and Rod Allen, broadcast team for the Detroit Tigers, the very team he victimized, epitomized the coverage.
Rod, he is genuinely one of the greatest players, I think, in terms of genuineness, and he's just an all-around good guy. There's not a person in baseball that will have anything bad to say about Jim Thome, and just a great feat for him tonight.
You know, he's played on a number of different teams throughout his career, but he's been a stellar individual, and it couldn't have happened to a better guy.
Fine. By all accounts, Jim Thome's a great guy. Some athletes are. Roberto Clemente died flying relief supplies to earthquake victims. Dikembe Mutombo has spent millions of dollars establishing a hospital for the poor of Congo. Of course, of former slugger Steve Garvey, it was once said, he's so clean he squeaks. This was before his string of mistresses was revealed. At the beginning of Kirby Puckett's career, Sports Illustrated's Rick Tellender wrote, "The strongest little man in baseball may also be the sweetest. Everybody loves Kirby Puckett." After Puckett's career ended, the same magazine wrote a cover story, "The Secret Life of Kirby Puckett," which delved into his sexual indiscretions and violent acts. Jason Williams of the Nets seemed fun-loving and charitable. The team president said, "He defines the character we are trying to get for our team." Williams is currently serving a 6-year prison sentence for killing his limo driver with a shotgun. It works the other way, too. Players who were once reviled, like basketball's Dennis Rodman, become revered.
The name Rodman stands for individuality to a lot of people. It stands for going against the
free spirit.
Yeah, free spirit and all that stuff.
We talk about him being a free spirit, but he always told it his way. And, you know, he really didn't matter to him who was around. He was going to speak what he thought.
Rodman's induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame last weekend brought out a stream of commentators, not just those on ESPN LA, who seem to have forgotten that Rodman cost his teams many games with his ejections and antics. Sorry, his free-spiritedness and candor. The point isn't that the public personas of athletes are sometimes inaccurate. The fact is that young people, even famous sports heroes, are unformed and somewhat unknowable, even to themselves. The ones that enjoy good reputations may just be more comfortable with journalists, or maybe good actors, or genuinely nice people. But the sports media has gotten it so wrong so often, we need to recalibrate. Right now, the sports culture seems to make more of an effort to understand frailties. Witness the narratives around Bears quarterback Jay Cutler or Jets receiver Plexico Burress, who are engaged in different kinds of image rehab regimes. But if the refrain of "don't judge" worked for the supposed scourges, maybe we ought to hold off on anointing those alleged angels as well. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.